Now we reach the teaching that could never be spoken publicly, the secret that would have gotten Jesus and his disciples executed without trial. "You need no one to teach you," Jesus told his inner circle in their final gathering. "The anointing you have received abides in you. No one, no priest, no rabbi, no guru, no pope or pastor, or external authority of any kind stands between you and direct communion with divine consciousness." The word he used was gnosis, direct knowing, not belief, not faith, not doctrine memorized from books, immediate experiential knowledge of your true nature as infinite awareness temporarily wearing human form. You don't need to be saved because you were never lost. You don't need forgiveness from an external God because you and that God are one indivisible consciousness. The fall wasn't about sin, it was about forgetting. An awakening isn't about earning heaven, it's about remembering what you are. Drop into the space behind all thoughts right now. What do you find there? Pure awareness watching itself through your eyes. That knowing without a knower. That's direct access. That's what Jesus died to remind you that you've always had. This is the ultimate heresy and the ultimate truth. You are divine consciousness experiencing itself through the beautiful illusion of separation. Every soul who realizes this becomes a threat to every power structure built on spiritual dependency. When you access gnosis, direct knowing, external authorities become unnecessary, not because you reject them, but because you recognize the same source flowing through all expressions. You become sovereign in your connection to the infinite. But the deepest secret was still to come. The mystery of resurrection that reveals what your body is actually capable of.